Wednesday, July 6th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we have seen some government officials and head of agencies basically ignore certain laws. We've seen it in the Department of Justice, where Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, has ignored laws on the books when it comes to protecting the Supreme Court justices and the protests that are taking place near their homes. More recently, Fox News reported that GOP lawmakers are now upset with Joe Biden as his administration is directing teen mothers to abortion, trying to figure out how they can bypass the Roe v. Wade decision, which was overturned in recent days.
To see a president who is cheerleading the genocidal assault upon the defenseless child in the womb was beyond me, furthering the notion that pregnancy actually can be considered as having a disease within you that needs to be eradicated. A child is a child, no matter whether it's in the womb or outside of the womb, and deserves the protection that we have enumerated, the God-required protection of life. To hear a president of the United States enter into the promotion of not only abortion, but cheerleading it, recommending it, and then declaring that they're going to provide the mechanisms for it and the resources for it. Mr. President, I've got a better idea. Knowing that there are crisis pregnancies, knowing that some children are unwanted, some children that are being born that are inconvenient, instead of putting out a federal death warrant and the resources to carry it out against that child, why don't we find a way to help the parent with the medical costs, with resources for adoption? There's all kinds of ways to handle a crisis pregnancy without killing a person. Notice, Tom, in all of the pushback that is happening out of the SCOTUS decision, the child in the womb is never mentioned. You have things like reproductive freedom. You have things like autonomy. You have canards such as rescinding of medical help. Tom, I think it was you that said to me, it's interesting that all these Planned Parenthood clinics are saying they're not going to be able to provide medical help for women who have restricted resources, when in fact they've been telling us that their abortions are only 3% of what they do. Why in the world is a 3% knockout of your bottom line going to close you down? Well, we know why. Number one, that's a lie. It's not just 3%. Number two, they exist as an industry of abortion. Tom, I don't want to be callous on this, but I just wish when a president makes a statement like he just made, I wish I could put him into a operating room to watch a dilation and extraction process of a baby coming out of the womb and just watch it and have to deal with what he sees. I just wish he had to do that instead of this party line proclamation about medical treatment and suppression of rights. The biggest suppression of rights is to kill somebody who cannot defend themselves. It's not only the president, his cabinet chimes in, Tom.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra recently at a forum in Colorado made it very clear that he was going to use all the power of his agency, including having the government pay for transportation to take women to a place where they could achieve abortion. And an NBC commentator who was interviewing Becerra asked, "Isn't this illegal?" To which he said, "Let me respond after your cameras are turned off."
Sure, he knows it's illegal. He knows they shouldn't be doing this, but he gladly is engaging in it because the assault against the glory of God will always lead to the assault of life. Satan was a murderer from the beginning. Listen, government-sponsored and enabled genocide against people, that's not new. That's been happening ever since the Garden. Infanticide, abortion, genocide, euthanasia, all of those things, homicides, they've always been around because man is in rebellion against God. Now, a government either restrains sin or it promotes sin. This government has joined the rebellion against God. It is joined up with cosmic treason against the Almighty. And the way that you express that is denying that it is the Lord who gives life and the Lord who takes away life. And the government now, with the canard of a right to kill a child in the womb, has now entered into that. And not only that, Tom, it was interesting, and I'm not going to mention the website. He encouraged teenage girls that if you're pregnant, here's the website you need to go to. This is a website that tells you where you can go to not only take the life of your child, but also how to avoid your parents knowing about your pregnancy. So he is undermining life. He is undermining the family. He is undermining parenting. He is abetting and aiding the destruction and the engagement of this child in adolescence in the destruction of a life and separating the child from their parents at one of the most crucial moments in their life. I cannot even imagine having a government trying to draw my child away from me when that's a moment I need to engage in their life more than ever as a father and my wife as a mother. What he has done is not only despicable, it is utterly depraved, as he would not only destroy the life, but willingly destroy that family and willingly destroy this young adolescent that needs to be helped then in a way that does not produce the guilt and shame and trauma that his advice is giving, but needs to get appropriate counseling and help through the leadership and caregiving of their family.
Harry, we've only got about a minute left, but let me ask you to do a quick review of these very positive three rulings that have come out of the Supreme Court. Obviously, this is a time of rejoicing. It's a time to thank the Lord for His providence. But where do we go from here as believers?
The three stories, of course, the protection of the First Amendment for the football coach, that he can pray on public property. And then, of course, we had the right ruling that puts the public school systems in the field of competition, and the government can now choose a way to educate its children of the state by providing resources and vouchers, but they cannot rule out the choice of parents concerning religious schools in the main decision. And then thirdly is the overturning of both Roe and Casey through the Dobbs case of Mississippi. You said, where are we going from here? Well, hopefully Christ Church is going to lay hold of its opportunity to fulfill the Great Commission by evangelism and discipleship, producing Christians who become effective citizens in this nation with a love for this country that is rooted in their love for the kingdom of God, so that they become ambassadors for Christ and function as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I am praying for a revival in the churches that would bring not the secular awakening, but a sacred awakening, a gospel awakening. And finally, Tom, I do think this sets up something for you and I to discuss. As we look at the Supreme Court justices have made courageous and constitutional decisions, I note that almost to a person has a religious foundation in their life, and most of all, the sanity of how to interpret the Constitution, and they are excellent legal and constitutional scholars. And I also note that almost all of them are coming out of the Roman Catholic community. So I'm grateful for that, but I've got to ask myself, where are the evangelical legal scholars? How come the evangelical institutions of education and law schools are not turning out such legal scholars? They are few and far between. Why is that, and what can be done about it? Let's take that up on another program.
As we close out for today, let me remind you, while there are a number of productive ways to stay in touch with us here at Today in Perspective, the best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours at no cost. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.